Well, good morning once again, Birmingham. Afternoon, rather. Here once again to share the gospel with you, declare our Lord Jesus Christ, the sovereign of the universe, Lord of all, King of kings, and the one before whom we all eventually stand before in judgment, and the one who before that time comes we need to get to know him, to know him in grace and love, to know him in a bond of friendship. And all what's that? Cancer, yes, possible by the grace of God. With God all things are possible. Not with you, not with I, but by the grace of God, you can be brought into this bond of friendship with the living God, the maker of heaven and earth and all things therein. You make a copy of God's word. It's a written word, that is, an extract from the Bible entitled John's Gospel. If you'd like one, you do feel free to come and ask for one. Gladly place into your hand. No cost, no obligation to you, none whatsoever. It is the word of God, and of course it's a means by which you can be introduced to the person of the Lord Jesus, come to know him, what he's like, his kindness, compassion, his mercy, and all the reason for which he, well, became, you know, took upon himself our nature, and spent time in this world, and went to the cross, died, and rose again from the dead, in order that you might come to know him, in order that you might have the life of God, the love of God, the righteousness of God. These things, of course, these things, Birmingham, what you need, not religion, and are not works, not good works, however you perceive them. You know, it's have you got the life of God in your soul? Have you got the love of God in your heart? You see, you can be religious, but not have these things. Only Jesus can give them to you. Only he can bring you to this place of knowing and enjoying this bond of friendship with himself. It's why he came, why he lived, why he died on that cross, in order that you might come to know him. Because to know him, he says, is eternal life, and to know God and Jesus Christ, whom he sent into the world to die. This is eternal life, not just life ever and on, everlasting. That's included, of course, but a quality of life here and now in this world. Wholesomeness of life. Life as opposed to existence. Life, my friends, have you got life? Have you got the life of God in your soul? I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus says, fullness of life. How you would describe yourself this morning, somebody this afternoon, somebody with abundant life in you, joy unspeakable, big joy, my friends, and life everlasting. Well, as I look around me in Birmingham today, that does not express itself on the countenances of people as I see them walking by. On the contrary, you look like a bunch of miserable sinners to me. But joy, peace, my friends, in believing by the power of God's Spirit, a possibility through the gospel that we declare to you here this afternoon in Birmingham. Word of God for you here today. The Lord is God, that is, maker of heaven and earth, the one who stretched out the heaven and brought the universe and everything into being. God, the Lord of hosts, the one who's the Lord of all creation, he brought it into being. Not by means of some evolutionary philosophy, but the hand of God, Almighty God, the judge of all the earth, the maker of all mankind, the judge of all the earth, the one before whom you and I, we shall all stand in that day and give account to him. So before that day comes, well, you need to be ready. You need to be right with him. Righteousness is what God requires of you. And here's the problem, Birmingham. Naturally speaking, naturally born into this world, we're anything but righteous. We're the very opposite. So how does it work? How does a person get to be reckoned to be right with God? How does a person get into God's good books, as it were? How does a person get to that place of being ready with confidence, with joy, with an expectancy of joy, looking forward to that day of judgment? Well, by faith in Jesus Christ. But then you say, well, how do I get there? How do you get to faith in Jesus Christ? How do I get to the place of repenting, turning from my sin and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, says God, and here's your word today, Birmingham. The Lord says, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Not by might, not by the might of men. All the king's horses and all the king's men can't put Humpty, can't put the nation back together again. You look at your nation, broken, I tell you, every sphere of your society, the political, the police, the education, the national health, any sphere of your society today that you care to name, broken, broken, broken. And all the confederacies of men can't put it back together again. Not by might, says God, not by political might, not by philosophical might, not by the might of men, and not by the might of a confederacy of religion. Oh, they say, let's all just get together and have a party. All religions, you know, they all lead to the same God anyhow. Isn't that what they say? Let's all just make it together. Get together. A confederacy of religion. Put aside the doctrine, the teaching, the Quran, the Bible. Put them all aside and let's all just hunker down together and love one another. An army, a religious army. That'll do it. No, says God, not by might. Not by might, not by the might of men. Not by the might, my friends, of a gathering of men. Even within Christendom, they say, oh, let's all just come together. Let's forget about the Bible. Just be, you know, Christians without the Bible. Christians without... Here's the problem in your nation today. Even in the sphere of the church, it's broken. They've laid aside the Word of God. They're still religious, but disobedient to the Word of God. They put aside the teaching, God's teaching concerning creation. They put aside the teaching of God's Word concerning the creation activity of God in 6 days. Literal 24-hour periods it took God to make the heavens and the earth. Oh, just put it aside, they say. Let's just say that God created, but he used evolution to do it. Contrary to the Word of God. Oh, they come together and they say, let's put aside the teaching on human sexuality. Let's give the green light to sodomy and lesbianism, and let's all just love one another and love people, whoever and whatever they are, and come together in a conglomeration, a confederacy, I tell you, of Christianity without the Word of God, without the law of God, without the precepts of God, without the commands of God, without the admonitions of God. You lay aside the Word of God, you lay aside the teaching of God, you lay aside the law of God, you lay aside the commandments, the precepts of God, you lay aside the Holy Bible, you have no Christianity, you have no Christian gospel, you have no power to put anything back together again, to bring healing to the nation, to bring righteousness, to bring life, to bring power, to bring resurrection from the dead. Not by might, says God, not by a confederacy of men, religious or otherwise. And then the irreligious, all the irreligious just the same. Well, that's what they call themselves. They're not religious. I'm an atheist, they say, but says God, no, there's no such a thing as an atheist. You have the knowledge of God in you, he says, and so therefore you are without excuse. You have the knowledge of God in you. You can try to scratch it out. You can try to eradicate it. You can use Dawkins, you can use Darwin, you can use any other fool. Try to eradicate the knowledge of God that you have within you, but no success. No success. That's why you get angry with us when we come and remind you of the knowledge of God that you have. It works wrath in you. It works anger in you. That's why you get into a rage, because we are reminding you, remembering of you of what you already know, that there is a God and that you are a creature morally accountable to God. So you see, my friends, come together, a confederacy of atheism. Let's get rid of religion, they say. That will make the world better. That will make it a better place. Free of all religion. No, no, my friends. Yes, I do declare there's much religion does need getting rid of. The religion, you know, that work by might, or seek to work by might, you know, the sword of Islam, you know, that, that works by the might of man, that works by fear, that works by the sword, that works by the bullet, you know. You bow the knee to Allah, you get the sword. No, not by might, says God. Not by the might of the sword. That's why as Christians, you see, like those of old, you know, the popish crusades, that's not Christianity. We don't use the bullet. We don't use the sword. We don't use the gun. We don't take up arms to bring the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God does not come by might. Not by might, says God, but by my spirit. You see, it's the Spirit of God in conjunction with the preaching of the gospel of God's grace. The Spirit of grace must awaken you to the reality of your sin. That's what you need. That's what you need, my friend. The Spirit of grace to fall upon you and awaken you to the reality of your sin. That's what the nation, that's what the world needs, to be awakened to the reality of your sinfulness, your apostasy, your departure from God, because that's the state and condition of all mankind from the beginning, departing from God. Adam sinned, the first man and the head of the human race. He sinned and he brought sin and death that impinges upon every part of human life to this day. Why we say to you that this world is a valley of death? Because that's what it is, my friend. Death hangs over the entirety of the human race because of man's sin. But all the might of men, all the confederacies of men will not take away the death that hangs over you. Not by might, says God, by my spirit. By God's spirit, my friends, in conjunction with the preaching of the gospel. That what we are here doing today, bringing you, awakening you out of your slumber of death, awakening you to the reality of your sin, that it is against God and God only that you have sinned and done the evil that you do day after day. Sin, my friends, is a dreadful thing, and it results in death every time. And then hell follows death. So there's something to escape from, something to be saved from. But all the might of men put together, I tell you, my friends, will not heal your nation, will not bring healing to you. Only the Spirit of God. Why, Jesus says that you must be born again. Except a man be born again, born of the Spirit of God, I ask you again. You may be religious. Whatever variety of religion you embrace, Islam, Romanism, evolutionism, whatever your religion is, I ask you, do you have the life of God in your soul? Do you have the love of God in your heart? Because that's what it means to be born again. That's what it means to be born again of the Spirit of God. And only the Spirit of God can perform this. It's a supernatural operation on God's part, circumcising the heart, not the flesh. Taking the heart of stone out of you and giving you a heart of flesh, a heart that loves God and a heart that loves your neighbor. No longer then will you turn to the sword. No longer will you use the bullet. No longer will you use the gun. Then you will love God and love your neighbor when God takes the heart of stone out of you. But hence, this is where sin comes from, my friend, because the hearts of men are like stone. They're like marble. They're like granite. No natural affection. That's why the murder, that's why the slaughter of the unborn amongst you here, even in the city of Birmingham, just round the corner, you've got a murder mill, a place where you can go and arrange to have your child, your unborn child, murdered, slaughtered in the name of abortion. It comes from the hardness of man's heart. It comes from those hearts of stone. No natural affection. How is it amongst you today in your society that women, that mothers hate their children so much that they're willing to slaughter them? Not even animals do that. Take a mama bear. You touch mama bear's cubs and she'll rip you apart. She'll rip you limb from limb. Animals, even birds, protect their young. But not the mothers of Birmingham. Not the mothers of Birmingham. They go round the corner there and they arrange to have the child killed, slaughtered. No natural affection. Hardness of heart. God's Spirit must take that heart of stone out of you. God must take away that heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh, not by might, by my Spirit, says God, awakening you to the reality of your sin, awakening you to the reality of your slaughter, to see that it's God's children that you're murdering, the children that God's given to you, you kill them. No woman conceives a child but of God. It's by God that a woman is given to conceive of children or not. And those children that you take to the murder mill and have slaughtered in the name of abortion, you're slaughtering God's children, and God will hold you to account. And you come to me and you point to my side and you ask me, you say, why is God angry with the wicked every day? You dare to ask that question? When you murder the unborn, hearts of stone, hearts of marble. And I tell you, all the might of men, all the might of politicians, all the confederacies of men and religion can't mend your heart, can't break your heart, can't change your heart, can't transform you on the inside. No. Only one person who can do that, the mighty Lord Jesus Christ, sending his Spirit into your heart by the preaching of the gospel and convicting you of your sin, awakening you to the reality of your sin, and showing you your need, your desperate need of Jesus Christ to forgive you, to put life into your soul, to give you a new heart, and to give you, put the life of God and the love of God into your heart. Then you'll love the unborn. Then you'll love the child in the womb. Then you'll turn away from the wholesale slaughter of the unborn children of Birmingham today. But there's another issue, isn't there? There's the turning away. Turning away from God's word, turning away from God's law, his law word, the commandment that forbids your deviant sexuality that fills, permeates the society of Birmingham today, that you brag about, that you portray, that you publicly demonstrate on the street, pride parade. Proud of your sexual deviance, of that which God's commandment says is an abomination. It's contrary to God's law. But you do it wholesale. You do it, you think, with impunity, but no, you don't. But I tell you again, not all the might of men can change and take that desire, that pride, out of your heart and humble you, bring you down, break your heart, and cause you to see by my Spirit, says God, to awaken you to the reality that what you do and what you're proud of and what you display on the streets of Birmingham today is an abomination to God, is sin against God, is, my friend, going to bring you to judgment, already under the judgment of God, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. God is angry with the wicked every day, and it won't be shifted, it won't be removed, it won't be lifted by the might of men, only by my Spirit, says God, only by my Spirit, only by the gospel, only you're being born again to eternal life through the gospel by the power of God's Spirit. Only he can liberate you from the judgment that hangs over you. Judgment's already poured out upon you, one after another. God comes in judgment, comes with plagues and storms and war. How much more? How much further down must your society come, Birmingham, before you'll turn, before you'll cry out to God that He have mercy upon you? Not by might, not by power, says God, but by my Spirit. The power of man is excluded, not your power, not your strength, not your doing. No flesh, says God, shall ever be justified in His sight. No, not by your works, religious or otherwise. The only good works permitted in the Bible that God approves of are done in accordance with His law and through faith in Jesus Christ. So without faith in Jesus Christ, you have no good works. Oh, you say I'm a good person. You say I'm a religious person. You say I'm a respectable person. That's your power. That's the power of man. No one is justified before God by the power of man. Not by might, not by power. Not by your human power. Not by the power of any man. Shall any man ever be justified before God? By my Spirit, says God, in conjunction with the preaching of the gospel, the good news Christ Jesus sent into the world to save sinners, to do for them that which they cannot do themselves. Cannot cause yourself to be born again. Cannot cause yourself to repent. Cannot cause yourself to believe on Jesus Christ. Impossible. Commanded of you, demanded of you, but impossible with you. But with God all things are possible through the preaching of the gospel. Why we come to you and declare the gospel amongst you, that you might come to see your impotence, your powerlessness, that you have no power to redeem yourself, to correct yourself, to make yourself right before God. Not by your respectability, not by your religion, not by your church going, not by your mosque going. Thousands of you are gathered on Monday, bowing the knee to Allah, the false God. Here in Birmingham, thousands, but no life of God in their soul, no love of God in their heart, on the pathway to perdition, lost, no power in human religion, no power in man. It's excluded. God excludes it, my friend. He must do the work, and He alone must do it, and it's not of Him. It's not acceptable to God. Only what God does is acceptable to God. So you see, you're closed down. You're not respectable. You're not good. Oh, you say, but I do good deeds. No. No, not unless it's through faith in Jesus Christ. Not unless it's in conformity to the law of God. It's not good works. There's none good, says God. And there's none that doeth good. There's none righteous, not one. So, the righteousness of God, that's the thing that's missing. That's the missing element. Unrighteous to a man, to a woman. How you come into the world. How you're born into the world. A righteousness. The righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel. The gospel that we declare to you today, how a man might be reckoned righteous before God. Not by might, not by power, not by your power, not by your strength, not by your doing, not by anything that man does. That's excluded. Your righteousness, as God says, they're like filthy rags in His sight. like a menstrual cloth, he says, untouchable. God's of purer eyes than to behold evil. And that's what we are. Without the gospel, without the righteousness of God revealed in the gospel, so how does a man, if not by might, if not by power, then how does a man get right with God? How does he get righteous? By faith in Jesus Christ, by faith in the gospel alone, trusting, my friends, in another person, not you, the person of Jesus. Trusting in his work, not yours. Trusting in the Son of God and what he accomplished in his death on the cross, taking the curse that lies upon humanity, the wrath of God due to us all, taking it upon himself. He who knew no sin was made sin. The sin of the world was laid upon the Son of God on that cross. The curse of God, the wrath of God, the sin of the world laid upon the Son of God, made sin. And you, in believing, might be made the righteousness of God in him. Believing, faith, my friends, that's what's required of you. Not religion, sir. Faith in Jesus, the Son of God, is dying and rising. Eternal life, everlasting righteousness, love, do you have, I ask you, Birmingham? And all the conglomeration of religion you've got, I ask you, do you have the life of God in your soul, the love of God in your heart? Because unless you have, until you have, you're cut off from God, you're separated from God by your iniquities, by your sin. And there's only one way back. Only one way back from that dark path of sin. Jesus is his name. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. No man gets right with God but by me. Not by might, not by power, but by Jesus Christ. None other name under heaven by which we must be saved. One only. That name, that beautiful name, Jesus, before which every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So, my friends, not by might, not by power, not by human effort, not by human strength, not by anything that man can do, you or anybody else. Not by the Pope, and not by the priest, and not by the imam. One name only, my friends. One mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. He alone, the Son of God, the mighty Son of God, who loved sinners and gave himself for them. Herein is the love of God, that Jesus Christ came into the world and died for sinners. Died for men and women without might, without power, impotent, with no way back to God from the dark path of sin. He loved sinners and came, lived and loved, went to that cross for the vilest of sinners, I tell you, the worst of them, idolatrous, immoral, drug infested, you name it, my friends. No sin, I tell you. No sin. None to man that cannot be forgiven. But only through faith in Jesus Christ. Only by the power of the gospel, not by human power. Power of God unto salvation. Power of God unto salvation excludes human power, excludes the power of man. The power of God, the gospel, the dynamite of God, blow you out of your sinful state and condition, bring you into the righteousness of God, the love of God. Herein is the love of God. Look where you dwell in the world, a And all you see is nothing but the evidence of the wrath of God. One place and one place only is the love of God manifested, and that's in the cross of His Son. Sent into the world specifically to do for sinners like you what you can't do for yourself. To die for sinners, to give Himself up to the wrath of God, to endure the curse of God, to redeem sinners from the curse of God. He came, He lived, He loved, and He died in order that you might become, by the Spirit of God, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God, that you might become a recipient of the gospel. Because until the Spirit of God falls upon you, until the life-giving Spirit of God raises you from the dead, resurrects you, breathes life into your soul, the life of God in the soul of man, until you've got life in your soul. That's what the gospel's about, not religion, it's about life. And I ask you again, do you have the life of God in your soul, the love of God in your heart? And only by the Spirit of God, I tell you, breathing, I can preach the gospel, I can tell you, I can point you to your sin, I can point you to Jesus, I can tell you, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. But I can accomplish nothing by my voice, unless the Spirit of God falls upon you, breathes life into your soul, awakens you to the reality of your sinful condition, awakens you to the reality of the judgment of God that hangs upon you, awakens you all to the reality of that dreadful, dreadful day when men will be judged and men will be condemned eternally, everlastingly, and allotted their place without repentance and faith towards Jesus Christ, allotted to that place in hell's damnation. And please, I pray, I plead with you, get rid of that notion that hell is a place that you will enjoy. It is a place of hatred, rage, and anger caused by the burning, furious wrath of God. Oh God, God is present in hell. It's not that He's not there. He's there, but He's only there in wrath. And it burns for all eternity. Smoke of the torment rises up forever and ever, says the Word of God. And so, my friend, you need not might, not power. That's excluded, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says God. The Spirit of God to breathe upon you. Seek Him. God bids you, admonishes you, so to do. Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all the rest shall be added unto you. Does that mean if you don't seek, you don't get? Maybe, perhaps, I don't know. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. As the gospel is proclaimed to you here today, He comes close to you. You're being entreated, my friend. The love of God is set before you. The pardon, the forgiveness, the power, the enablement, that which is necessary to get you out of your sinful state and condition and into the righteousness of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, sir. While he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Turn from them, forsake all the unrighteousness. Do what you possibly can humanly, as much as you're able. Turn away from sin, and turn to him, calling upon his name, on your knees before him. Cry out to him, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That's the way forward. Who knows, perhaps, maybe he'll hear you. Maybe, perhaps, he'll answer. Maybe, perhaps, he'll come to you. Go home. Go home, shut yourself in. Lock. Nail the door shut if you have to. Keep out the intruders, all the distractions. Get on your knees. Fast and pray, cry out to him until you know that you have the life of God in your soul, until you know that you have the love of God in your heart, until you know that you've been born again, until you know that you've been pardoned, forgiven, and that you're on the pathway to heaven. My friend, Birmingham, if you knew, if you had but a glimpse of the reality of the judgment, the justice, the eternal torments of hell, if you had the slightest inclination, you would run. Oh, I tell you, you would run into the arms of Jesus Christ. You would crawl across broken glass. You would swim shark-infested waters to get to Jesus. If you only knew what awaits you as a result of your departure from God, your apostasy from God, your lawless, iniquitous living apart from God, your state of death that will become everlasting, unless not by might, not by power, says God, but by my Spirit, unless the sovereign Spirit of God breathes upon you and gives you light, illumination, understanding, getting it. I'm a sinner, I'm wicked, I'm undone, I'm ruined, I need Jesus. I can tell you and tell you I will. With every opportunity given to me, I'll tell you. Go on telling you. But until the Spirit of God reveals it to you, I labor in vain. I labor in vain. But I pray today. I live in hope. In the hope of the gospel, because the gospel is yet the power of God unto salvation. The Lord God's arm is not shortened that it cannot save. He's still powerful, still mighty to save, able to save. Even here in Birmingham today, my hope, my desire for you. One man asked me, some time ago, he came to me saying to me that he was for hell. I said to him, it doesn't have to end that way. There's another destination. He received from me a copy of God's Word, freely offered to him. He took it away, he went home, and he read God's Word. And God shone the light into his heart and mind. Not by his might, not by his power, but by the Spirit of God, he was given light and understanding. He repented of his sin. He believed on Jesus. And he went on to be baptized as a disciple of Jesus Christ. So you might be for hell today, but it doesn't have to end that way. I pray it doesn't end that way for anybody, whatever you are, whatever your sins are, however black, however dirty, however many they are. My prayer for you is that you would be saved, that you would be delivered from the present wrath of God and from the wrath to come, and brought to a knowledge of the life of God in your soul and the love of God in your heart, and to know the enjoyment that God's purpose in making you, creating you, would be fulfilled, to glorify him and to enjoy him forever. That's what you're here for. That's what you are made for. And until you get to that place, you're a failure. You're a failure. You've missed the mark. You've missed the mark. You've fallen short of the glory of God. That's what sin is. And why you need to repent of it. Turn from it. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. He will show mercy, abundantly pardon. Jesus bids you today, Birmingham. Jesus bids you today, his admonishment, hear him, repent ye and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God's righteousness is at hand. Not by might, not by power, but by the grace of God. Grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, apart from any works of yours, religious or otherwise. Turn from your abominable religion. Turn from it. Hateful religion that destroys mankind. Whatever the variety is, religion of evolution, religion of Islam, religion of popery, the Watchtower Society, it's all gone down. It's all gone down into the flame. Turn, turn, turn before you burn. Repent ye and believe the gospel, Jesus said. Repent ye, Birmingham, repent ye and believe the gospel. You'd like to have a copy of God's word. It's offered to you freely, no cost, no obligation to you. You're simply for the taking, you like one. You come and ask for one. May God bless you, Birmingham, and of mercy. Mercy, I say, upon your precious, never dying soul.